Our next guest says the Fed is changing what it means to be a central bank with actions that dwarf what the bank did during the financial crisis. Let's bring in Nick Timorose. He covers the Fed as chief economics correspondent for the Wall Street Journal. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Robin. Thanks for having me.
And start with what we just heard from Peter about the corporate debt. A lot of debt going into this crisis because of those incredibly low interest rates. A lot of companies borrowing. Then the pandemic hit. And the Fed starts buying back some of that debt to help support them. Your sense of whether that's a good move and what the impact has been?
Well, think about this crisis as being different from 2008. In 2008, you had a banking crisis. A lot of the firms getting help, a lot of the banks getting help from the Fed and from Washington had been seen as creating the crisis. This is different, right? Businesses and households did not create the virus. And so when a business's revenues go to zero because nobody wants to fly or because they can't serve patrons in their dining establishments, that's a problem like we've never seen. And so the Fed came in and said, we're going to try to create a bridge to the other end of this pandemic. We'll loan to businesses that were in good health before the crisis, and we'll try to keep them going so that they're still around when this is over so they can employ people. Because if we lose that, then the recovery is going to be much more feeble.
And so your sense of this plan?
Well, it's a bold effort to try to backstop the economy. And if you look at what's happened, it's already working. The Fed announced these programs in mid-March. They really haven't gotten too many of them up and running yet, the corporate debt facilities. And yet, you have seen big U.S. companies like Boeing go out and raise money in the debt markets that would have seemed impossible before the Fed announced these plans. The real question, though, is what happens with this virus and if economic activity remains depressed for a much longer period of time, then this may not be a panacea.
Well, are you also concerned that there will be questions about what does it mean for capitalism? You quote Howard Marks from the investment fund Oaktree Capital Management. He wrote in a letter to shareholders, capitalism without bankruptcy is like Catholicism without hell. I'm sorry, you shouldn't laugh. It's a serious time. But
no.
You know, his sense that, if we don't let some companies fail, we're not capitalist anymore.
Yeah, that's, and we quoted him because there are a lot of people making that point. At the same time, if you look at what was happening in mid-March, there were investors that were just stepping back from everything. And the Fed doesn't want that. And so what's happening right now is that companies that were not in good financial shape before the Fed announced these programs in mid-March, they're not necessarily doing as well as companies that were in good financial shape. And that's what the Fed wants to see. They want investors to come in and price risk without just saying, we don't like any of this because we think all corporate debt right now is bad collateral. And so, we actually called Howard Marks for that story. And he went back and said, well, I wouldn't do anything differently from what the Fed chair, Jay Powell, is doing right now. So, it's going to create a lot of questions down the road about these huge safety nets the Fed has created. But the Fed right now is looking at this and saying, let's just get through the crisis. That would be a first-class problem to have, to be able to debate, what do we do with all of this going forward?
By the way, that becomes a political question because you have a lot of people in the streets talking about how they don't like big government and they want government out of their lives, except maybe when it's going to help save the company that you work for lower down on the chain. But speaking of which, that's corporate debt. Let's take a look at smaller companies the Fed is helping. It's got the Main Street Lending Program due to start in coming days. Some people think this is a misnomer. Main Street, think barbershop. This is for companies too big to get the Paycheck Protection Program, too small to benefit from the corporate debt buying we were just talking about. So they've got maybe 500 to 15,000 employees. You say this is the most complicated task for the Fed. Why? Explain how this is going to work.
It's the hardest thing they've ever done, or one of the hardest things they've ever done. The trick is a lot of businesses don't fund themselves through the debt markets. A lot of these businesses rely on loans from banks, and banks right now may not feel like they're in a position to extend a lot of credit. So the Fed is using its balance sheet to try to step in through the banking system and lend to these companies. But the question is, will it work?
When the Fed buys up that money, that loan, what happens to it? Is the company then required to pay back the Fed? Because these aren't loans that can be forgiven the way the Payroll Protection Program loans can be if you follow the restrictions. So
yes.
What happens to that debt?
So the debt is still on the books. The borrower will take the, will get a loan from the bank, and they will still have to pay back the loan. The bank will essentially act as a payment processor for the Fed. And again, they have to retain a 5% interest in the loan. So they have some interest in making sure that, you know, the borrower is in good shape. But it's a really tricky balancing act there, because you have to get the bank comfortable enough that the borrower is a good credit. The Fed also wants to make sure they're reaching companies that otherwise would not be getting loans right now. So there's a question over how many banks are going to feel comfortable making these loans, and also how many businesses are going to want to take on more debt right now at a time when they may not have the number of customers that they're used to having.
So those are the concerns, but is the sense that this is also a good idea, even if there are questions about it?
Yeah, nobody's saying that the Fed shouldn't be doing this right now. I think there's a feeling that if you're going to help Boeing and big companies, then you need to do something. You want to do something for some of these middle market firms. The trick is really, you know, the Fed believes that they can't do forgivable loans the way the Small Business Administration and the Treasury Department are doing. And so this is something that policymakers in Congress and the Treasury may have to revisit if it turns out that, you know, really hard hit businesses, think of travel and entertainment, hotels, you know, maybe you're going to have to do something for those industries if you really want to make sure that businesses that were in good financial shape in February can weather this crisis.
Nick Timiraos, Chief Economics Correspondent for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much for helping us with that.
Thanks, Robin, for having me.